Marissa, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Tony.
Well, you wrote a story that was very compelling. It talked about a different aspect about the story about John Skelton, the gentleman from Morenci. There are three young sons of his who are missing. A lot of folks think that they have seen troubling times due to this gentleman. Their bodies, their whereabouts are unknown. And the story that you wrote touches upon the schools that two of those boys, Alexander 7 and Andrew 9, the school that they went to. Before we talk about that, in a nutshell, just talk about this story.
Well, one of the things we wanted to do is just see how this tragedy is affecting the people who worked and taught the three boys every day. And this Morenci Elementary School, it's a school of about 300 students. The staff is very close-knit. The students all know each other. The principal greets every child by name every morning. And with the three boys missing, really since Monday, being absent in the classroom, one's in kindergarten, one's in first grade, and one's in third grade, it's really been weighing on the hearts and minds of not only the teachers and staff, but also their classmates.
After I read this story, I have a 9 and 7-year-old. I know all the kids that are friends of my kids. I've coached sports in my town for several years. And after reading your story, when I saw my boys and I looked around and I thought, what would it be like if one of these kids were missing? It's a chilling, chilling thing.
And one thing that I hadn't really thought about until really going to the school and talking to parents and teachers is, how do you answer the questions of children who are so curious but so confused about what's going on? And one of the toughest things that a teacher told me, she teaches Tanner, who's in developmental kindergarten, and the class is really small. It's only 15 kids, including Tanner. And these kids, you know, they really love Tanner. I mean, he's known for sharing and racing at recess and just being an all-around sweet kid. And these kids hear every day what's going on, and they see these searchers in their town. And one little boy, one child, asked the teacher, why are they looking for Tanner in the water? And the teacher just, you know, broke down, because what do you say? And her response was, you know, maybe Tanner was swimming. And she thought, you know, that's kind of a stupid answer, but at least it can kind of calm the child down for a little bit, and they can move on with the rest of their lesson.
Well, in reading your story, and we're talking with Marissa Schultz from the Detroit News, and you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. In reading this story, you've got the kids that you have to deal with and the teachers, but there's just an awesome picture on the front page of the Detroit News, and this is yesterday's edition, where the mother of a child is crying on the shoulder of a teacher because when a kid plays with your kid, he becomes part of your family.
Yeah. And this mother, she doesn't know the kids. She just knows of them through her child. And she has been out there every day searching. And her son, who's also 5, will ask mom, you know, are you going to bring Tanner home? Are you going to bring Tanner home? And mom will say, you know, I'm trying my best, honey. I'm trying my best. And I think it also goes to show the impact this has had on the entire community. And people are just really willing to help out in any way that they can. The mom who's on the front page of the paper was saying, I'm working so hard, because I would hope that if something would happen to my son, if something should ever happen to my son, the community would work just as hard in finding him as they are in finding these boys.
And as you mentioned a little earlier, some of the kids' questions are just stunning. One student asked, is Andrew dead? Did his dad really hurt him? Why would his dad hurt him? There are professionals who are on that school's campus trying to help folks navigate through those types of challenges.
Yeah, and I think the biggest difference that some parents and teachers described to me is, back in October, the small town of Morenci, which is about 2,000 residents, had another tragedy. And in October, an eighth grader named Colin Fletcher, he died in a hunting accident. And that really just, you know, shook the town. And it was really sad. And so people who loved and cared about him, and even those who didn't, they rallied together to have a vigil for him, and they painted the school rock. And this one mom was saying, as terrible as it was, at least we could explain that to our children. It was an accident, and as terrible as it is, accidents do happen. But in this case, you can't really explain it. You know, dads are supposed to love their children, and now our children are asking, you know, whether dads hurt their kids. And it's really tough. It's really tough for them to explain.
Marissa, before we let you go, was this a hard story for you to write, and what did you take from the experience?
Oh, really, really tough. When I was interviewing teacher, parents, and others in this community, everyone was just crying, really, you know, sobbing and crying because it's so sad. And as someone who's, you know, an outsider and coming into this situation, you think you're going to be, you know, a little bit more hardened. But it was really tough to see people cry, and it was hard not to, you know, get emotional yourself because you just feel it. You feel the heartbreak in everyone you talk to.
The father of the three missing boys, as of yesterday, was fighting legal efforts to return him to Michigan to face charges of parental kidnapping. His name is John Skelton, of course. He's 39 years old. He's an unemployed truck driver from Morenci. What's the latest that you know on this, Marissa?
There's a hearing set for, I believe, December 14th, and that would be the extradition hearing to Michigan. Meantime, he's still being held in custody on a $3 million bond. He hasn't talked to police. So the searches that are going on, that have been going on, have been focused in large part on tips and other evidence that the police have gathered. But after today, the police are going to stop these community searches that have garnered, you know, 200-300 volunteers a day, and kind of reassess the situation and figure out, you know, what to do after that point.
Marissa Schultz is the fine writer for the Detroit News. You can read that article by going to detnews.com and just look up Marissa Schultz's articles. Great stuff, Marissa. It was tough to read. It was very moving, and I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.
Thank you for your time.